High craw ratio between Godel. The safer between head, like what's going on here? Rashi just said, Amona Grushali Kochu. Kiyim Besula. The ratio of the pasuk is talking about a Kohen Gadol. It says Namona. Vulesa the Kohen Gadol. So the beginning of this pasuk is talking about a Kohen Gadol. The safer the end of this pasuk, the Kohen Hedyus, says Rashi. Tekoma Besulais Mizera Beis Yisrael. The Amona Shati Amona Mikohen Yikochu. It says that he could marry an Amona. So Bech was talking about a regular Kohen, a Kohen Hedyut, that could marry an Amona, because he can't marry the other Psulim. So it's a little Bakasha, the same Postik, to the beginning is talking about a Kohen Godol, and the end is talking about a Kohen Hedyut. So he says back, Omalei in, yes, it's possible. We can have Sukkim like that. To Siv, I'll show you a Postik, another Postik like that. There's a Postik that says, Venera Lakim Terim Yichbe, before the Nerva Hashem went out, Ushmul Sheikha Bechel Hashem, and Shmuel was sleeping in the Hechel of Hashem. The question is like this. We know you're not allowed to sleep or sit in the Azara. Only for the Malchus of Vezdobu can sit in the Azara. So I could say in the Pasuk here, he was Sheikha of Hechel Hashem. Elo, what it meant like this was, that the Ner of Hashem, before it went out in the Hechel, and Shmuel was sleeping someplace else. We had it more before. Before Eli died, Shmuel already was Shmuel Hanavi, was a Cheshivas of Shmuel. And before Hashem takes away one tzaddik, we have the next tzaddik here. So here's the Pasuk saying, before Hashem took away the Ner, before it took away Eli, O Shmuel Shachav. See, we know the way you read the Pasuk, it says, O Shmuel Shachav Heichel Hashem. And that can't be, because you can't sleep in the Heichel of Hashem. So we have to change around the Pasuk to say that Heichel Hashem goes on the words before of an Ner Lakim Terem Yichbeh. Shmuel Shechem is going on a thing by itself. So you see the same pasuk, we like to divide up, take out parts here and parts there. That's not such a bikasha to divide up the psukim like this. All right.
This tape is being sponsored by the Engel and Goldstein Mishpacha, the Zeche, Nishmas the father, Rabbi Victor, Ben Reb Chaim Avrom, Olav Shalom. The limud of this tape should be a schus and ilu for the neshama. All right, turn over.
Yeah. So it's possible that a kohen can marry a regular kohen can marry an amona, but mashma only an amona from a kohen. For the gemara mikoyinim miYisrael loy. Let's say Yisrael died and his amona. You want to tell me a kohen can't marry the amona? Why not? So more talking comes. This is what the pasuk means to say. Mikoyin yikochu from a kohen you should take it. Mishar Kahanim Yikochu. Rashi Lefrusha Yosa. To the Kohen Hedyut Kavochakoma. For Amona Sheti Amona Filu Miyisrael. Mishar Kahanim means that's not a Kohen Gadol. That's what the Pasuk means to say. It means only a Kohen Hedyut can marry an Amona and not a Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. Min HaMasiyin Lakuna Yikochu. You could only marry somebody, an amona of a person that was able to marry a kohen. Therefore, she didn't become a psula. But if somebody can't marry a kohen, so she became psula, you should marry her. We have used the time at Yoma, basker zocher kabas chalo zocher. So therefore what? That kol shatanois biti atanois yamanosoi. Anytime you're allowed to marry the daughter, she's not a chalolo, you can marry the mother. But the kol shatanois biti, anytime you can't marry the daughter. Whenever the daughter becomes psula, you should know yatanois yamanosoi. You're not allowed to marry the amona either. See, also, that's what he meant to say. That if this isha became an amona from a man that couldn't get married to a kohen, to kuna, so therefore she became a chalolo. Therefore, the kohen can't marry her either. The stack is saying halachas. From which amona could a kohen marry? Only if she's an amona from a kosher Jew that a kohen could have married then. But if not, she became a chalolo, so a kohen can't marry this amona. Rabbi Yosef says, Av ger shenosa giyaris, he holds still what? She's the mutlakuna. Vitlev mutlakuna. Even a ger that got married to a giyaris is ksheir lakuna. There's no psul. Why not? Omer of Amnuna mishmei dula. Halachic Rabbi Yosef, take a pasuk like Rabbi Yosef. Like we dashed before, that Rabbi Yosef said, Misha nizra v'Yisrael, as long as now when this kid is born, their parents are already Jews. In other words, they were both Giyuris already from before. So even though they're both parents are Giyuris, still the kid is Kosh Lakuna. That's what the Yossi holds. So Mar says, Aram Nuna Meshmer Deula, Halochik Reb Yossi. Shino Itaka Paslan Reb Yossi. Vecheinam Rabba Barbachono, Halochik Reb Yossi. Um, Yoyim Shechorov Beis Amidish, from the day the Beis Amidish was Chorov. Nogu Akahanim Zilsu Beyatzman. The Kahanim were knowing a special Chumra by themselves. They were Kreb Lezer Ben Yaakov. They were knowing by themselves, Kreb Lezer Ben Yaakov, that not to marry the daughter of a Ger and a Geyeris. And Omer of Nachman, Omer Lehuna, Huna told him like this, Bo Limlach, if a Kohen asks you, can I marry the daughter of a Geyeris and a Ger? Marim like Kreb Lezer Ben Yaakov, we tell you no. If you ask the question, we'll tell you, don't marry the daughter of the Gerim. But no, so let's say a Kohen didn't ask any questions, and he got married to this daughter of Gerim, the locker is ain't much seen nice menu. Why Kreb Yossi? Because Nikra didn't be possible like Kreb Yossi. That a Ger should not say Giyaris, the Bita is Kosher Lakuna. It's only a Chumra, the Kanim, when there's a Chila, not to marry such a daughter. So the Chila don't, but if you did, it's ain't much seen, we'll let them stay together. So that's the Mishnah. Ha'imir, her father says, Benizeh Mamzer. I know this kid of mine is a Mamzer. In other words, I know that the lady here lived with another man. I know my wife lived with another man. So the kid's a mamzer. Is any of them? We don't believe the father. Even if she also agrees to it, even if the mother agrees that it was a different man she became pregnant from. Even if she says that the kid in my stomach is a mamzer, ain't an amonim. We don't believe them until we have two aidim. If you have you the way I'm in the money, Jesus says, no, we do believe them. Rav says, "Nay v'afilu shneim." What's the chiddush? Even both of them agree. Says, "Loi mi boy come." Not only this, even this. "Loi mi boy iyu." Not only the husband. The leikim le, he's not for sure who she became pregnant from. El afilu ihi. Even if she, the mother, says that I became pregnant from another man, so the kid's a mamzer. The kim lo, that she knows for sure who she became pregnant from. Still le mehem, that we don't believe her. She's only in a dechod here. We don't believe her. For loi mi boy heichad yisle chazaka the kashrus. Not only when we named on up until now this kid was kosher, to let him that we don't believe her anymore, like in the Reish it says, and it says, B'ni there. That means up until now we said the kid was kosher. Now you want to say it's possible, we don't believe you. Ela filu uber, even if the question is now when the mother's saying the baby in my stomach now. Nami the less lecheskas the kash, chazak of the kashers. The kid was never kosher yet. Still let him them. Still we don't believe the mother, since she's only an eight echad, we don't believe what the pass of the kid. We need two aidim to pass on the kid. We have you the women in the morning, yes, we believe. Why we believe the father? Why can a tiny learn like this? The Pasuk says, Yaki Yaki Renu. The father has the right to recognize his son. Le'acherim to other people. It means he could tell us things about his son. What does that mean? Mikanam Rabbi Yehuda. That Neman Adam Lain, the father is Neman to say, Zeb Bani Bechor. This is my son, the Bechor. Who Kishem Shineman. Odom Loima Zeb Bani Bechor. The same with the father's name to say, this kid is a Bechor. Kach Neman Odom Loima Zeb Ben Gerusha Zeb Ben Chalutza. The father's also name to say that my kid is a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. He's Neman even to say, Paslus upon his own son. It's a special Nemonis the Torah gave upon a father over his own son. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, we believe the father. However, the Chachamim say, Einoi Neman, no, we don't believe the father. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Rav Mishnah Rav Yehuda and the Siv Yakir. But Rav Yehuda is very good. The Torah says Yakir, a special pasuk that the father is believed to recognize his son. He could tell us halachas about his son. Elul the Rabbanim, according to the Rabbanim, you're telling me now the father has no new nemanis. So Yakir Amuli, what's the pshat of Yakir? The Gemara says Vatzarcha Kerim. It means Poshit. If we don't know which son is the Bechor, he has a right to notify us, tell us which one is the Bechor. That's all. Not to say Sulam upon his kin, just to tell us which one is the Bechor. For the Imam Shita, of course. Lomali, no, for the Imam Lomai Hilchasa, for what purpose? If you want to say Losses Le Pishnayim, then he's never to say he's the Bechor. He'll get two portions of my Yerusha. For the Imam Shita, of course the father is believed. He has a Migul. Lomali Kro, what do I need a pasuk for? Migul. I have a Svara to believe the father. Because if he wanted to lie, he could have lied better. If the father wants to give the son a present, so if he wanted to lie, he could give the son a present. So what does he have to lie for? So if the father says, this is my son, to give him pishnayim, of course he's neman. So Mara says, we're talking about the nechasim shenafel yachem ikan, the nechasim that come to him first later. Well, the Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir Shita, the Odom, Odom Machna Dom Shalom Bal Yerlom, Yakel Omni, but the Gemara says, how do we mean there is, the Chosim that come into the father later. So right now, the father doesn't own it, so the father doesn't have a Nigu to give it to him for a present, because the father doesn't have it yet. So therefore, we need a new Pasuk Yakir, still the father's name to say, this son is a Bechor, and he'll get two portions of even property that I'm first going to get next week. The Gemara says, though, but the Ramea, according to Ramea Shita, the Yoma that says, oh, the Makta, the Omer Shalom B'Liyolam, you could be Makta now something that you're first going to get later on. So if so, again, Yakir Lomli, what do I need the Pasuk Yakir for? I have a Migu. If the father wanted to, he could have given it away for a present to his son right now, even though he doesn't have the property yet. He's first going to get the property later on, but it's a svarfun, matadav shlav b'liyelam. Since you know, like for sure, you're going to get it later, you can give it away right now. So again, what do we need a postik yakir? To believe the father, pshita we should believe the father, because he has an eagle. So Gemara says, kishenof lolo kishu geisis. We're talking about a case where the father's first going to get his property right before he dies. He's a geisis. And the pshat is at that time when he's a geisis, he can't be makni, he can't give away, he's not a bardas anymore. He can't give it away for present. So therefore, a svar of a migu you don't have. Now the father says, this kid is my bechor, he deserves to get two portions. So he's saying, for sure believe him. Because there's a migu, he could have said, he could have given it to him for present. No, we're talking about property the father's first going to get later on when he's a geisis. That property, when he gets it, he won't be able to give it away to his son. So we don't have the new svar of a migu. So how do I know the father's belief to say, this is my Bechor, that's the Pasuk of Yakir, we believe the father. The father's name to say, this is the son. From the Gehen Tilchus Bechor. So that's the Mishnah. Mi shenosin reshus l'shluchai lekadish esbitai. The father gives permission for a shliach to marry off his daughter. For holachu v'kitchen, then the father himself went also to marry off his daughter. So the two people are going to marry off his daughter, so it depends. Im shalai kodmo kudush kudushin. If what the father marries off happens first, that kedushin is chal. V'yim shal shluchai kodmo kedushin kedushin. But if the shliach married her off first, then that kedushin is chal first. V'yim any of them, let's say we do not know which one came first,